This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, Baba entertains your hearts in such a way that for 21 births you don't need to go to fairs, etc., to enjoy yourselves. Question. What guarantee do the children who become the Father's helpers have now? Answer. The children who become helpers in establishing the kingdom by following Srimat have the guarantee that death can never come to them. There can never be untimely death in the golden-aged kingdom. The children who become helpers receive such a prize from the Father that they become immortal for 21 generations. Om Shanti. According to this predestined world cycle, God Shiva speaks exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Your children have now received your own introduction and also the introduction of the Father. You now know the unlimited Father, and also the beginning, middle, and end of the unlimited world. Some understand it very well, number-wise, according to their efforts, and so they are then also able to explain it to others. Some understand half, and some understand less than that. In a war, there is the chief commander, and then some are captains and others are something else. In the rosary of the kingdom too, some become wealthy subjects and others become poor subjects. It is number-wise. You children know that you are establishing the elevated kingdom of the world for yourselves by following Srimat. According to the effort that each one of you makes, you receive a prize from the Father. Nowadays, people who give advice on peace receive prizes. You children too receive a prize. Those people cannot receive this prize. Everything they receive is for a temporary period. You are establishing your own kingdom by following the Father's Srimat. This is a guarantee for 21 births and 21 generations. Death doesn't come to anyone there, neither in their childhood nor in their adulthood. You also know that you didn't have this in your minds or hearts, and that you are sitting in a place where there are also your memorials, where you did service 5,000 years ago too. There are the Diwala Temple, Achalgarh and Guru Sikar. You have found the highest on high Satguru, whose memorial has been created. You have also understood the meaning of Achalgarh, home of the unshakable one. That is praise of the home. You claim the highest on high status with your own efforts. That is your wonderful non-living memorial. You have now come and sat here in your living forms. All of this is the spiritual activity that took place in the previous cycle. The complete memorial of that is here. It is a number one memorial. When someone passes an important examination, he has that inner happiness and sparkle. His furniture and mode of dress are also very good. You are becoming the masters of the world. None can compare themselves to you. This too is a school. You now also know the one who is teaching you. God speaks. You didn't know anything about the one whom you used to remember and worship on the path of devotion. The Father himself personally comes here and explains all of these secrets to you, because all of them are the memorials of your final stage. The result has not yet been announced. When your stage becomes complete, a memorial of that is then created on the path of devotion. For example, there is the festival of Rakshabandhan. When we have the complete Rakhi tied on us and have claimed our fortune of the kingdom, we won't celebrate that festival. The meaning of all the mantras have been explained to you. The meaning of Om has also been explained to you. The meaning of Om is not long or complicated. Om means I am a soul and this is my body. On the path of ignorance, you are body conscious, and so you consider yourselves to be bodies. Day by day, the path of devotion is becoming more and more degraded. It continues to become more and more tamopratan. Everything is at first satopratan. Devotion was also satopratan at first, when you used to remember the one true Shiv Baba. There were very few of you then. Day by day there has been expansion. They give prizes abroad to those who give birth to many children at once. The Father says lust is the greatest enemy. The world population has grown very large. Now become pure. You children have now come to know the beginning, middle and end of the world from the Father. There is no name or trace of devotion in the Golden Age. There is now so much splendor, and they have so many fairs there for people to go and enjoy themselves. The Father comes and entertains you so that you are constantly entertained for 21 births. You will never even have any thought of going to a fair, etc. People go to all different places for happiness. You don't need to go to the mountains, etc. Look how people here die. They don't know the Golden or Iron Age or Heaven or Hell. You children have received this full knowledge. The Father doesn't tell you that you have to stay with him. You also have to take care of your homes and families. Some children become separated when there is a conflict. Nevertheless, you cannot stay with the Father. Not everyone can become satopratan. Some are also in the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. Not everyone would be able to live together. A kingdom is being created. According to how much each of you remembers the Father, so you will claim a status in the kingdom number-wise. The main thing is to remember the Father. The Father himself sits here and teaches you drill. This is dead silence. Whatever you can see here, you mustn't see that. You have to renounce everything, including your bodies. What do you see? Firstly, you see your home, and secondly, the status you are to achieve according to how much you study. You know that Golden Age kingdom. When there is the Golden Age, the Silver Age doesn't exist. And when it is the Silver Age, the Copper Age doesn't exist. When it is the Copper Age, the Iron Age doesn't exist. Now it is the Iron Age and also the Confluence Age. Although you are sitting in the old world, your intellects understand that you are confluence-aged. You know what is called the confluence age. The most auspicious confluence year, the most auspicious month, and the most auspicious day are also in the most auspicious confluence age. The time to become the most elevated human beings is also at the most auspicious confluence age. This is a very short leap age. You do a somersault through which you go to heaven. Baba has seen how sages and others too somersault while going on a pilgrimage. They give themselves a lot of difficulty. There is no question of difficulty here. This is a matter of the power of yoga. Do you children find the pilgrimage of remembrance difficult? It has been called easy yoga, so that you don't become afraid on hearing about it. Some say, Baba, I am unable to stay in yoga. Baba then makes it easy for you. This is remembrance of the Father. You can remember anything. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. You are children, are you not? That one is your Father, and also your beloved. All of you lovers remember him. The one word Father is enough. On the path of devotion, you remembered your friends and relatives, but nevertheless, you definitely said, O God, O Ishwar. You simply didn't know who God was. The Father of all souls is the Supreme Soul. The Father of your bodies are bodily beings. The Father of souls is bodiless. He never takes rebirth. All others take rebirth, and this is why you only remember the Father. He definitely gave you happiness at some point. He is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. But people don't know his name, form, land or time. There are as many opinions as there are people. There are innumerable opinions. The Father teaches you with so much love. He is Ishwar, God, the one who gives you peace. You receive so much happiness from him. He speaks just the one Gita and makes impure ones pure. There has to be the household path too. Human beings have said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. But in that case, there would be countless human beings. They have made such a mistake. You receive this knowledge now, and it then disappears. There are the images that are worshipped. However, they don't consider themselves to belong to the deity religion. Whatever image someone worships, he belongs to that religion. They cannot understand that they belong to the original eternal deity religion, that it is their dynasty. Only the Father explains this. The Father says you were pure and you have now become Tamopratan. You now have to become pure and Satopratan. Will you become that by bathing in the Ganges? It is the Father who is the purifier. Only when he comes and shows you the path can you become pure. People continue to call out to him, but they don't know anything. It is souls that call out through their organs, O purifier Baba, come and purify us. all are impure and continue to burn on the pyre of lust. This play is predestined in that way. When the Father comes and makes everyone pure, only at the confluence age does the Father explain this. There is just the one religion in the golden age, because all the rest will have gone back home. You have now understood this drama. No one else knows this. Only you know the beginning, middle, and end of this creation and its duration. All of them are Shudras, whereas you are Brahmins. You know this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. When someone becomes careless, it is shown in his register that he has studied less. There is also a register of one's character. There should be a register here too. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance, which no one knows about. The most important subject of all is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The soul says through the mouth, I shed a body and take another. It is not Brahma Baba who explains all of these things, but it is the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who sits here in this chariot and explains it all. He is called Galmukh, the cow's mouth. There is a temple created here too, where you are sitting, just as there is your ladder, so there are steps there too. You don't get tired climbing them. You have come here to the Father to study with him and become refreshed. There is a lot of mundane business back home. You would not even be able to listen to anything peacefully there. Your thoughts would continue to race. No one should see me. I should go back home quickly. There is so much concern. There is no concern here, as you would have in a hostel. This is the family of God. Brothers reside in the land of peace. Here there are brothers and sisters, because you have to play your parts here, and so there have to be brothers and sisters. In the golden age too you are brothers and sisters. That is called an undivided kingdom. There is no battling or fighting there. You children have received the full knowledge of how you take 84 births. The Father has told you about the accounts of those who have done most devotion. You are the ones who begin the unadulterated worship of Shiva. It then continues to grow. All of that is devotion. There is just this one knowledge. You know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. This Brahma didn't know anything. The one who was the great-great-grandfather becomes that now, at this time, and he will then become a master. And the same applies to you. It wouldn't be just one who becomes a master. You also make effort. This is an unlimited school. There are many branches of it. There will be centres in every street and in every home. Some say, we keep these pictures in our home, and when our friends and relatives come to visit us, we explain the pictures to them. Those who are the leaves of this tree will come here. You are doing everything for their benefit. It is easy to explain using the pictures. You have studied many scriptures, and you now have to forget all of those. The Father is the one who is teaching us. He is the one who speaks this true knowledge. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to perform the drill of dead silence, do not see whatever you see with those eyes. Remove everything, including your body, from your intellect and stay in the awareness of your home and kingdom. 2. Keep a register of your character. Do not become careless about studying. At this confluence age, you have to become the most elevated human beings and also make others the same. Blessing. May you remain in a joyful and cheerful mood by being constantly filled with all attainments. When they make a statue of a deity, they always portray a smiling, cheerful face. They portray you smiling in the images of your memorials of this time. To be cheerful means constantly to be filled with all attainments. Only those who are full are able to remain cheerful. If there is some lack of attainment, you would not remain cheerful. No matter how cheerful someone tries to be, he may even be laughing externally, but not in his heart. Whereas you smile in your heart, because you are cheerful and filled with all attainments. Slogan. In order to pass with honours, let your account of accumulation of every treasure be full. Om Shanti.